Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. If you have trouble getting through, you can always text 844-967-2789. Luke will read your comment or question over the air, and I'll respond. I want to get back to Ukraine. Here's what I think is going on. Putin sees himself somewhat along the lines of Peter the Great or Catherine the Great. But that's back in the 1700s. Times have changed. 1795, Russia, Prussia, and Austria invaded Poland, carved it up, took it off the map until 1917, right after the First World War. He thinks Russia owns Poland, not just Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. Lithuania used to be part of Poland. He thinks he owns Eastern Europe. And the Soviet Union, after the Second World War, they occupied Eastern Europe. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, the Baltic states, Poland. They occupied Czechoslovakia. They occupied Hungary. They occupied Romania, Serbia, Croatia. Some generals advocated breaking through and attacking Russia and wiping it out. People weren't ready for that, and you don't like to just do that for the hell of it. But the fact of the matter is that they abused Eastern Europe for a long time, and they ain't getting it back. History has passed this guy. He says that Ukraine is part of Poland. Strike that. Ukraine is part of Russia. That's because they snatched off and divided Russia in 1795. This guy has illusions of glory. He has illusions of glory. That's what he has. Once you have a taste of freedom, once you have a taste of prosperity, Luke, we got somebody on the line, my friend. I think somebody is finally bursting through. Once you have prosperity and freedom, you're not going to go back. And it's as simple as that. They are now going to say that they can liberate the Russian speakers in Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and there are some. No, they're not. We have troops there. But what would have happened if Hitler had had nuclear weapons in 1939? What do you do? At some point when you have a madman, what do you do? My read, before we go to the lines, my read is that he will ultimately chicken out. We can destroy him economically. And I do not think he is liable to launch nuclear weapons. And if he is, Russia will disappear, but so will a lot of the West. We can't have that. We're going to the line. CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's in your mind today, CJ?
Morning, Matt. Terrible situation there. I believe this stems back to when Vice President Biden and President Obama drew a red line and they allowed, without any sanctions or penalties, when they took Crimea. And Putin watched how, what a disaster, the way President Biden handled Afghanistan, and sensed weakness. And that's the reason they're doing it. And this is just a catastrophe at Joe Biden and former President Obama's making. And I'd be interested in seeing how you defend that, because the red line was crossed, and the way they handled Afghanistan, a disaster. Absolute, the worst military. And I'd like you to speak to the report that the Army put out, and then Joe Biden, President Biden, denies that it even exists. And the information in it, the guy does not listen to his military advisors. That's exactly what happened in Afghanistan. And he's a terrible commander in chief. If I had a child in the service today, I would be terrified. This guy is bought and paid for by China. He's the big guy. The truth will come out just the way it's coming out about Hillary and the Russian collusion. It's going to come out about Hunter Biden
Well, let me start responding to some of this, CJ, before we get off on too many conspiracy theories. But I want to get to the core of what you're saying and suggest a couple of things. I want to make some historical corrections and put a little context and then give you a response. First of all, nobody drew a red line in Crimea. What you're referring to is that Obama, in my view, unwisely drew a red line on the use of chemical weapons in Syria. And then when Assad used them, he didn't back it up. I believe that was a mistake. I agree with you. That was a mistake. It was not in Crimea, however. And the problem with drawing red lines is Assad is an Alawite. Now, an Alawite is considered an apostate by Sunni Muslims. And so he had no choice but to try to be somewhat tolerant of Shiites and Christians and others. And so when you say you're going to draw a red line and what, kill them? All you're asking for is a Sunni government, and that ISIS is Sunni, for instance. And that was unwise. You're not going to kill Assad because he uses chemical weapons against his own people. But what you could have done is destabilize him. You could have, for instance, with sanctions and other things, shut him down. It was Trump who let the Russians into Syria. Trump is the one who let the Russians into Syria. Trump is the one who got a call from Erdogan of Turkey on the golf course. He said, is it okay if I start going after the Kurds? And would you get out of Syria? And Trump had a seven iron in his hand and he wanted to get back to his game. So he said, yeah, okay, go ahead. As a result, Kurds got genocided by Turks. Kurds were the primary opponents to ISIS, captured 10,000 of them. And here's the problem. There's a lot of fault that goes around. I think you've overstated it, though, CJ, and you've understated on the other side. Give you an example. It was George W. Bush said that when he looks into Putin's eyes, he feels a connection, a soulmate. It was George W. Bush who got snookered. It was Trump who said that he trusted Putin and the Kremlin more than he trusted his own CIA and FBI. He said that in Helsinki. It was Trump who said, recognize the Taliban, didn't let the Afghan government back into the Vienna Peace Accords and ordered the Afghan government to release 5,000 prisoners in Afghanistan who were ISIS and Al-Qaeda, who went out and murdered Americans and murdered Afghan troops. So what happened was Trump hacked into our 2016 election. He hacked into the Brexit election, pried Britain away from the EU, and he put Trump in, his man, in the Steele report that said he has a coprophile video taken about Trump in a Moscow hotel room with KGB agents posing as prostitutes. He owned Trump. Trump is his man. That is what he saw as weakness, and he saw the January 6th insurrection as weakness. I do agree that the Afghanistan withdrawal was badly handled. I've said that before. But that's not what has generated all this. And the other thing is you're really overlooking history. Putin and everybody in Russia thinks they still own Poland. And Ukraine used to be part of Poland. They ain't getting Poland. When they went in, they will outlaw the Ukrainian Catholic Church. They did it before. The cardinal in Budapest had to live in the American embassy for years when they invaded Hungary in 1956, Czechoslovakia in 1968. You got to read history. That is what is going on. But I appreciate your calling in. And on the areas we agree, I'll let you know. And if we don't, I'll let you know. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.